Look at us working on a holiday.
You know, man, I wanted to start off the show before we even got going to let everybody know about a big announcement I have. I'm actually starting my own podcast network, everybody.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, dude. I've decided it needs to be done. Someone's got to do it. So I am starting my brand new podcast network. The Creep Off is and Subreddit Surfing are the only two shows on it so far. But I have hired celebrities to endorse it.
Oh, what do you got?
Well, I'm just going to make the announcement right here and start the show.
Hey there, everybody out there in Radioland. This is Brian Johnson, and you're listening to the Carl Network.
It's perfect.
Attention parents, what you're about to see is not suitable for kids. Shoot, it's not even suitable for some grown-ups. You might want to walk away now if you ain't into these type of things.
I'm going to give the people what they want. Sensation, horror, shock.
I'm going to deliver the goods because I'm alive and I'm not backing down.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Off we go into the wild blue yonder.
Creepos, welcome to another edition of your favorite true crime podcast, the show about creeps by creeps for you creeps. I'm your host. My name is Vinny, and I want to start off with a big
Excelsior, true believers.
And I want to introduce my co-host. As always, you know him. We love him. It's Hot Carl.
Hey, what's happening, Vinny Paulino? That new network sounds intriguing. I'm wondering if you want to pick up my new show called Good Natured Ribbing. With me and Kevin Brennan.
Good Natured Ribbon, now on the Carl Network.
Nice. Powerful.
Yep. Simple to the point. I got a lot of celebrity endorsements, Carl. I went really out of my way to get these.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
This is Cardiff Electric, and you're listening to the Carl Network.
We're going to get the numbers, Carl.
Now, Vinny, I don't want to have too much banter going on because we do have to get to some stuff today. We have a lot to get to,
sure,
actually.
Sure, sure.
But I want to give a shout out to Troy Smith, who made that good-natured ribbing graphic for me. Well, I didn't ask him to do it. It was just his idea. And so I posted that on Twitter last night. I don't know if you saw that.
I did. A lot of people thought it was real.
A lot of people thought that was a real show. And we're already complaining about it.
How much you want to bet Brennan would be in on it?
Probably.
You know why? Because that guy, like what he's doing with MCS or, MLS.
MLC.
MLC.
Yep.
JCLS, MLC. I don't fucking know anymore. All I'm saying is he likes to stream at odd times. All you need to do is get him in a little block once a week and say, hey, you know, you're streaming anyway. Let's just do something together.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. So the other thing I want to tell you, though, since speaking of Cardiff, is I have to say, I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys Tukey for third mic on Subreddit Surfing. Tukey's fantastic on that show.
Okay. I really like Tukey. I agree. I also want to do a thank you to a listener because I received a package in the mail today. Mm-hmm. Apparently came over the weekend.
I hope it was chocolate.
Nope. I love a teaser. We're going to talk about that later.
All right.
This was a gift from our pal Jerry Carl.
Oh, I love Jerry. Thunder in Paradise. Yes!
The three-disc DVD set.
Fuck yeah, Jerry.
Starring Terry Hulk Hogan, Thunder in Paradise, the collection, Carl. We now own it.
Is that the new thing we're doing on Patreon now?
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's just watch those episodes on Patreon.
Basically, it's three different things broken into separate movies. So, like, number one says, Hulk Hogan's character's name is Spencer, by the way.
Okay.
Which is way more masculine than his real name, Terry.
True.
So, I'll give him that. Spencer is forced into a marriage of convenience to save his business. So he's a gigolo, it sounds like. When his wife gets kidnapped, he and his partner, Brew, must rescue her or risk losing everything.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, we got to do that. We're going to do that on a Wednesday, probably. That thing can't be more than 90 minutes, can it?
No, definitely not. Probably 82 running.
How do we hook that into a DVD? How do we hook a DVD player into the internet?
I can rip it. I can rip it. I have a drive.
Giddy up, daddy-o. Thunder in paradise for the win. Now, Carl, let's bring on our results girl to tell us about who won last week, shall we?
Let's do it.
Hi, Jess.
Hello. Hey, Jess.
Hello. Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial
and
Day.
And Super Chat Monday. Happy Super... Oh,
more importantly,
that was
Super
a very important holiday.
Super Chat Monday. I can't believe you're working on this Super Chat Monday. I appreciate it.
I know.
A lot of people go to the beach on Super Chat Monday or the lake, but not Jess.
I'm still
going to
grill.
I'd rather stay inside.
I'll still be grilling.
All right.
So last week we did, what was our category last week, Jess? Remind me.
Creepy as a golfer.
Okay. Yeah.
A lot of people said they were really bored with this because they said it was as boring as watching real golf.
Yeah, golfers aren't that interesting.
It turns out they're just drunk, belligerent douchebags.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we do have a winner, and it's Vinny with 94 points.
So, Jess, unfortunately, people are not seeing you on the screen because I'm running this. I ran through the wrong end. But Jess is still here. So I apologize, Jess.
Can they hear me?
Yes, they can hear you.
Cool. Then we get the results.
And by
the way,
the bikini that you're wearing today is fantastic. I've never seen such a skimpy bikini on a girl before. It's really well done.
Thanks, Carl. Yep. I really...
You really put out a big effort today for the show.
Yeah.
The hair looks great. The makeup looks great.
Are those F cups? What is that?
How do you hide those so well?
So impressive.
How do you hide those? It's amazing.
I'm a magician. I don't
And a magician to boot. Wow.
And a magician, yeah.
I'm in love.
Wow.
So
sorry you guys are missing it.
Yeah, it's a bummer for you guys.
I forgot that you said I wasn't on screen.
That was the joke, Jess. You're like, where are you going with this, Carl?
That's a long day.
It is a long day. What is it, 1 o'clock your time? It's a long day.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay, Jess, who won last week?
We just said that.
It was Vinny.
I won.
You won.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to hear it again.
All right.
I just wanted to hear it again. I'm in the lead.
All right,
kids.
2-1 now. Yay. Vinny is in the lead. Of course, as you know, the first person to reach 5 wins the round. The other person has to spin the dreaded wheel of consequences. Remind me at the end of the show, I have a show note for us, Vinny.
Okay. Is it don't run it through the wrong end?
Well, you run everything through the wrong end.
Dylan from somewhere says, Vinny ran it through the wrong end. I hope he used Astroglide. Thank you, Dylan. Now,
can we say hi to Dayla with his $2 super chat?
Sure.
Hi, Vinny. Hi, Vinny's lawyer. Hi, Vinny's lawyer. Still one of my favorite gags.
Thanks for the $2, Dayla.
Hi, now, Vinny's lawyer.
What kind of comments did people make about this? They saw the category was kind of boring. We did, too. Any other interesting thoughts from our listeners?
One Heisenberger 789 said, those creeps sure did suck. They just plain sucked. I've seen creeps suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
I get it.
Yep.
12 upvotes. Look at that. Let's see. What else do we got? I don't have anything particular to say about this episode, but here's a comment anyway. Gagia.
I think what that person wanted to say was,
it stinks.
Don't put words in their mouths, Carl.
Carl is the creepiest golfer. Aesthetically speaking, Carl could win creepiest gopher contest.
Fair enough.
Good one.
Accurate.
Good one.
And then we have the one that says the creeps this week were as boring as watching golf.
Yep.
Okay.
I think the biggest creep is whoever suggested golf as this week's theme.
Guilty. Oh. Guilty.
Yes,
it was me.
Good point.
It was me. Guilty.
Can I just vote no this week? I get tired of Carl simping for the cops, and Vinny was much better. Was it much better? Excuse me.
Can I just vote no? That should be a third option.
That actually would be really funny.
That'd be funny.
If no gets more votes, neither of us get a point.
Yes, that's not a bad idea.
Because that way, you know, we would have to put up to really get to the points, or we could just get no's every week until the show just gets grounded to
Never
oblivion.
Spin another wheel of consequences. Yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like it.
And one more, the classic I always see, Jess should take her top off, which followed by someone said, please no. And then followed by, I'd much rather see her learn to read and generally not drag the show's energy down to an old man gimp.
Well, good news, everybody, because Jess has just taken her top off.
Whoa!
And she read that very well.
So,
best of both worlds. Wow.
Look at those things. That's
Holy
incredible.
Holy cow.
Dude, did you know she could spin them like that?
I had no idea. That is a talent right there.
Whoa.
Hannah I'm who? A magician, man.
Hannah who is all I got to say.
Wow. I'll tell you what. I don't even know if I could go on with an episode after this.
I think if Jess's face could turn red, it would be turning red right now. But
yeah, it'd be as red as the hoodie that she's not wearing.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jess, everybody. Follow her at Jess Daydreaming, wherever you follow people on social media. Did I get it right?
Yes.
All right. We'll see you next week, Jessica.
Thanks,
Take it easy.
See you next week.
I think I cut her off too soon as she was saying goodbye.
That's kind of funny. I mean, wasn't terrible.
We're dicks. So, Carl, in honor of today being a real holiday, Memorial Day, we are going to celebrate the military by outing some of the biggest creeps in the Air Force. What do you say?
I love it. Let's go.
Ring that bell. I guess that means I'm going first,
you
right?
You are, sir.
Okay. Well, my creep today, his name is Andre McDonald, Major Andre McDonald. And you know that old song, Carl? Old McDonald had a wife.
I've heard that.
Emphasis on had.
Good song.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's catchy. This guy worked at a cyber warfare unit at the Joint Base San Antonio Lakeland. He was married to a very attractive woman named Andreen McDonald. They were both originally from Jamaica, had come to America. They have a six-year-old nonverbal autistic daughter named Elena.
Okay.
And he served in the Air Force, and she ran a rehabilitation business that they owned. I cannot figure out exactly what they did, but they were supposed to be partners in this business. Andre thought everything was going great. Then on March 1st, 2019, Carl, Andreen McDonald did not show up for work, and she didn't show up to the gym when she had plans to meet her friends. So they were very concerned. Two of her friends went to the McDonald's house.
Is that like a woman to flake out? You know, personally, I wouldn't be concerned until like week three or four of missing out on everything. But maybe there's something actually wrong here.
There's going to be a lot of weeks of missing out for old Andreen, Carl.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So Andreen doesn't show up. Everybody's a little concerned. They go to her house. That's how concerned they were. They go in through the back door of the house. It was unlocked. And as they start walking around, they notice some things look a little weird. They saw some blood on a light switch.
That's not normally there? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the blood, they'd never noticed that.
Yeah.
There was also a fresh burn pile in the backyard.
Ooh, fresh burn.
And one woman said she saw a zipper in the pile. So they were a little concerned. There was no sign of Andreen. Her stuff was all there. They didn't know what to do.
Yep.
So they called her mother and said, hey, have you talked to her? She says, no, everything I know is fine. The three of them, the mother and the two friends, confront Major Andre McDonald. And he goes, oh, where she is. What do I know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Plays it.
Yeah. What am I, her mom?
Yeah.
I'm not keeping track of that.
Last time I checked, you were in charge of her.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's always a good comeback.
3 days go by. Nobody has heard from this woman. This guy's not giving anybody any answers. They go to the police. The police go to the house. And as they start looking through the backyard, they find this burn pile. They also found what looked like a purse. An ID card, keys, and some other personal
items.
Hold
on a second. Yeah. Everybody knows that purses make for great kindling.
Yes.
If you want to get a fire started, you can't do it on the big logs. You got to throw a purse and maybe a cute top, maybe a sweatshirt with a zipper on it.
Yeah. You really want to make sure that your fire looks cute.
Right.
I agree.
Maybe a femur bone is a good way to get the fire going.
Well, they decide this is enough for them. This is enough for them to at least detain Andre and get some questions answered.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Shut the fuck up. Everything with him is no answers.
Yeah.
They look through his car. They see that there's a shovel. They see that there's lots of interesting like things that are very circumstantial. Then they got a search warrant, and they found ripped up receipts for a shovel, axe, hatchet, large garbage bags, gloves.
So wait. He was burning evidence, but not receipts. He just ripped up receipts.
Correct.
That's some of the evidence. You could have just gone ahead and thrown in the fire there, idiot.
Correct. Now, McDonald gets charged with tampering with evidence.
Sure.
Okay. But he's not charged with any type of crime relating to this woman's disappearance.
Gotta find a body first.
No body is found.
Yep. Let that be a lesson, kids. If they don't find a body, There's a good chance you're getting away with it.
Carl, you don't know the half of it. This story blows my mind when we get to the end. He's charged with tampering and evidence. He's on house arrest. They find the body 5 months later on somebody's property.
Was it in good shape?
No. This creep had an amazing lawyer, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to, here's a clip from the lawyer.
It's time to victim blame the creeper. Victim blame. It's all about the blame. And where you lay it, victim blame. We'll say it.
This man denied until a week before court. This man's charged with murder.
Yeah.
He's going to trial. And the family amazingly learns that he's going in and going to confess and tell the truth about what happened. Now, McDonald said the controversy began when he learned that his wife left his name off an important document establishing the assisted living business that they started, the rehab business. He found this out while reviewing taxes at H&R Block.
I see.
Here's the quote. It's not every day you find out your wife is ripping you off.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I'd call that a motive.
The ill feelings that resulted from that discovery end were particularly bitter because he also learned that Adrian McDonald had been talking to an old boyfriend back in Jamaica. Mm. So he said he left and went to the park to cool down. But I'm going to show you some clips of him in court, Carl.
Okay.
Because I just want you to see what a cool customer this guy is.
He started getting aggressive instead of, you know, like apologizing and say, you know, she made a mistake or something like that.
Oh.
She started getting aggressive. And since we had a young child in the house, I didn't want it to like blow up into any type of physical confrontation. So at that time I decided, you know what, I'm just going to leave the house.
So his story is, I said to her, hey, you left me off this tax document. And she didn't say sorry or anything. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to have any more problems. So I decided to head out of the house. When he got home, he saw her in the living room. He was a little set off by her. And they got into a little bit of an argument. And apparently she was saying some mean things to him.
Oh, no.
And then she started yelling at me and started yelling, Go suck your mother, body boy.
Is that patois?
Yes, it is.
Break it down for me. What does it mean?
What do you think suck your mama potty boy means?
This kid is not yours?
No. It means this, Carl.
So the phrase go suck your mama means go and give you like your mom oral sex. And then potty boy is just another phrase in Jamaica that they use to call you a homosexual.
Okay. That's okay. Fun.
I. By the way, this is going to be on the board for me forever.
Go suck your mother
is going to be on the board for
not
forever.
Bad. I believe it was the great MCA Adam Yaut who once said, "I was making records when you were sucking your mother's dick." Which, by the way, nowadays you'd be like, "Well, yeah, everyone sucks their mom's dick from time to time," but back then it was very offensive.
It's 2023 now, yeah. Carl. When you call someone a bati boy in Jamaica,
yeah.
Listen to what he explains this right now.
And the second part of it about being a potty boy, which is a homosexual.
Right.
Why is that so?
So, to make it sort of, you know, a little bit of maybe a homophobic type society. So, calling somebody like a potty boy is like a serious disrespect.
Again, run in the middle or serious first?
Yeah, it's serious. Usually that starts like a fight.
Usually that starts a fight, Carl.
Dummy, what you got to say is like, that doesn't bother me at all. It didn't even bother me. He's going about this the wrong way, isn't he?
No, he's being completely honest. Yeah. And that's the thing I'm going to tell you about this man.
Okay.
He got on the stand and is completely honest.
Oh, okay. He just confesses everything?
He's like, yeah, she called me gay. So I gave her a headbutt. She started bleeding, went into the other room, came back, and she was very angry. And he says that she rushed over, attacked him, began throwing punches, a scuffle ensued, and he said he intentionally tripped his wife to the ground. And then he, quote, landed a couple of kicks. Here, listen, he'll tell you.
All right.
So, you know, doing the wrestling, I sort of used, like, her own body weight.
Hip toss.
My sister, and then used, like, my leg to, like a trip. So that's how she fell. So when she got the second kick, I think I heard, like, some type of wheezing. You know, coming out of her. And then also, like in the background, I could hear like some footsteps running. And at that point, I was like, oh shit, Elena. So I ran out of the bathroom towards the living room area. And then I saw like Elena, like she was somewhere close to the stairs, back at the front.
That's his daughter.
So I ran towards Elena and picked her up. And we went upstairs. And then I was trying to get her back to bed.
Okay, so Carl, he kicked this woman a bunch of times to the point where she's wheezing and freaking out.
Sure.
She's not doing well.
Yep.
He hears his daughter, and he's like the fucking Grinch getting caught stuffing the tree up the chimney. And he goes there and goes, oh, hey, honey, let me put you back to bed. Mommy's just rested. Takes his nonverbal autistic daughter up to bed, tucks her back in, goes downstairs, and guess what he discovers? She's all dead.
Oh, okay.
He says, mom's all dead. Mm. Somehow, I don't know, she died. I mean, I only, you know, was kicking her and stomping her.
Sure.
Just a couple of times, though.
So at that point, honestly, man, I became, like, pretty frantic at that point because, oh, fucking shit, you know, she's dead on the floor. You know, we just had a fight. Obviously, you know, I'm going to get blamed for this. And I got a 7-year-old autistic kid upstairs that was going to take care of her. So, I mean, it was a pretty scary situation.
Carl, any thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's probably something you should have thought about before beating your wife to death. Is this whole thing where you're going to get in trouble for it, and then your autistic kid won't have any parents at all.
Yeah, so he's thinking this through.
Yep.
And the first that burn
pile... I get it. He's in a tough spot right now.
Yeah.
But it's kind of his fault, I would say.
So that burn pile that they found?
Yeah.
That was his clothes and her clothes that he took off, stripped them both naked.
Okay.
In the backyard, went and burnt them. Then they found, the police found a second burn spot. Well, what was that second burn spot, Carl? Here, let me tell you what happened.
I get really angry, so at that point, I poured, like, the gas on her, and then I lit the fire.
Was it enough gas?
Nah, it wasn't, like, a lot of gas. It's just, like, leftover gas that I had, like, you know, I used to cut my own grass, but then eventually, like, you know, as business grew and stuff, I started having Eddie come by the house now, and
this is a crazy person.
So it was just like some leftover that I had in a container. So I poured that on her, I lit it, and then it was out. I don't know how long, but it was out pretty fast.
So he sets her body on fire.
Sure.
Doesn't destroy her body. It's really hard to cremate a body. Like crematoriums are, you need to get the heat very hot.
Right. People are not flammable.
Correct.
Right.
So this obviously didn't work. So what to do now? Well, folks, I'll leave you with this pleasant thought of what this very calm gentleman here, this very calm guy, mm-hmm. talking about, he's got, my business is doing well, so I have somebody else cut my grass. As he's talking about being angry and setting his wife on fire because she cut him out of a business.
Right.
Then what did you do?
So at that point, you know, I got a hammer, and, you know, the body's like right there. So at that point, I just got really pissed off and started like, you know, hitting the body with the hammer.
How many times?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you, but it was multiple times. But I know. So I know I was like hitting like in the face and like the neck area. And I remember like at first I hit her in the face with the hammer front. And then I used the claw and like hit her in the neck area. And I remember the claw got stuck in like her neck. And then that's when I was ripping the hammer out. And then at that point, I thought I was done. But as I'm like trying to like walk away, I give it like one more whack somewhere on the body.
This is in court.
No one told me there was going to be boasting.
Yeah, Jesus. I got the claw into the hammer stuck in her fucking spine. And, you know, I had to yank it out. And I was so annoyed, I just turned around and gave her one good whack. And I left her there 10 miles from my house in a fucking field, half burnt.
What's this guy's attorney? Death. What is the body language of this guy's attorney during this testimony? Is he just sitting there going, you're blowing it. Dude, no. This is not how we rehearse this at all.
Well, Carl, you noticed that he started off just blaming her. She
sure,
called
she
me
did,
gay.
She did call, yeah.
She called
call
me gay,
yeah.
And, you know, she cut me out of the business.
In Jamaica, that is the penalty for that, yes.
Yeah, so, Carl, there's a 2-week trial, 10 hours of deliberation. Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Not guilty on the charge of murder.
What?
guilty on the charge of manslaughter. The going and telling the truth about what a fucking creep you are and just being like, yeah, this is also, what I did.
There's also, you know, the dead body, hiding a dead body. Fucking
burning the clothes.
But also, isn't it like mutilation of a corpse?
Yes.
I forget what that's called. There's like a whole bunch of other things they're going to get this guy on, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So check this out. The judge threw the book at him for the crime of manslaughter. The maximum sentence was 20 years.
Okay.
They also gave him another 5 years for desecration of a corpse.
That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
Yeah.
They ran him consecutively. He's eligible for parole in 8 years.
All right. Well, I'm not going to marry this guy. I'll tell you that. I don't like that.
I don't think I'm starting a business with him either.
No, I know. Seriously. If I get some of the paperwork wrong, I don't want that to happen.
I could not believe when I started watching the court video of this guy just calmly explaining, yeah, the claw part of the hammer got stuck in her spine. I had to, you know, yank it out.
Yeah.
I cannot believe how calm this guy was and how easy it was for him just to blame her.
Well, this is, you know, months and months after this happened. He's had a long time to reflect.
It's a good lawyer. This is a very good lawyer.
No, right.
I'm not wrong. This is a great lawyer. You want to catch on some super chats before you do yours?
Yes, let's do that because we've had a few that came in.
Okay.
Starting with Dela again, who was also in the Air Force in hopes that he is not a creep.
You're not a creep, Dela.
Well, I don't know.
Brian Johnson says, this Carl Network sounds intriguing. Vinny, I'd like to buy out your stake for $1 million. Sold.
Well, I would negotiate if I were you.
Me?
I think you should negotiate. This guy's got mall rats money
Oh, by the way, yeah. Brian Johnson's here. Now that I know he's watching, I watched his movie this weekend.
Oh, did you? What'd you think?
I watched Vulgar. Have you seen it?
I have not. How was it? Is it vulgar?
When I tell you that I now believe that this man really is a fan of the show, I very much believe it. That movie was disturbing.
Yes.
There are parts of that movie where I was just sitting there going, wow, I can't believe it. And then there were parts of this movie where I go, yep, that's Brian.
Okay.
Like the dialogue was so cutesy with really, really horrible things happening. For example,
well, don't give it all away, Vinny.
No, I'm
Jeez.
Not going to. For example, one man wanted to forcibly have sex with another man, and he put him up a wall against the wall and said, hey, buddy, I'm going to make hay to you whether you like it or not. And I went, yeah, Brian wrote that. That's a Brian Johnson line if I ever heard it.
Why? Has he said that in your ear?
I don't know.
Has he whispered that in your ear before?
Yeah, that's what he said.
All right, people should check out Vulgar.
You should check out Vulgar. I found it on the Vudu app. It was awesome. It was fun. Please go watch his movie. And I was texting with him a little bit yesterday evening, and I have definitely got us a spot in the sequel, Carl.
Oh. Yes. Can we be like the radio guys? You're just talking about a heinous crime or something?
That's actually way better than the part I asked for.
Oh, okay.
I wanted us to be like the new sex freaks.
Oh, okay.
That would have been cool.
I'm up for whatever.
And then Cam Critical said, shout out to my old flight chief, Ray Castro, Air Force pedophile caught in a bus. Perception is reality. Fucking tool. Cam Critical, send me a link. If he's busted online, I want to watch it.
Hell yeah.
Fucking A. All right, Carl, it's your turn, buddy.
All right. I brought a creep today. You probably have heard of this man. His name is Russell Wilson. This guy, he goes to the Broncos in this blockbuster trade and doesn't know how to play football anymore.
Completely forgot.
He completely forgot how to be a quarterback in the NFL. And the Broncos had a good defense, and they're looking to make ups. No, you know what? I read that wrong. I'm sorry.
You know, I'm really glad they did that because Miami Dolphins were able to get Bradley Chubb.
I misread that. It's actually Russell Williams. Oops.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Well, I guess I'll have to pivot now. So, Russ Williams, I believe this might be the perfect definition of a creep. Speaking of Brian, again, Brian was the guy who says, I don't think you guys understand what a creep is. Like, you guys bring on these people who do horrific things, and serial killers and whatnot. But really, like, a creep is just like a guy you don't want to sit next to on the train.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Which has always been our definition. Who would you not want to be stuck in the corner with at a party?
Right. So what I think I've done here is I brought the perfect combination of a guy who's just kind of a creep, and you're like, oh, I don't want anything to do with this person, but also a sadistic rapist and murderer. So let's go ahead and start off with our ABC News setup here.
He was a killer with the ultimate cover. As a base commander in the Canadian Air Force, Colonel Russell Williams comforted families of the fallen, rubbed shoulders with the Prime Minister, and even flew planes for the Queen. But no one, including his wife, knew that he was also a sexual deviant, burglar, rapist, and murderer. And today, what began as fetish and fantasy led to a life sentence of solitary misery.
So this guy was a war veteran. He did stints in Afghanistan with our fellow U.S. troops, and he was highly regarded. He went up through the ranks very quickly in the Air Force in Canada. But as they always do, he had the old fall from grace, as they say.
For more than 20 years, he was a model airman and husband, described as a bright, shining star of the Canadian Air Force. Tonight, he is the most notorious pervert, rapist, and serial killer in recent Canadian history.
That's a hat trick.
I like he's the most notorious pervert. This is from 2010. I don't think they would say that today based on what his fetish was. I don't know if they would use the word pervert anymore.
Everyone now knows it's Army Hammer.
Right. Army Hammer's a weirdo.
Yep.
All right. So let's talk about his amazing career and his fetish that he was into.
Over his flawless career, Russell Williams rose from decorated pilot to commander of support missions in Afghanistan and became the man in charge of Canada's largest and busiest airbase. But through those years of overachievement, there were urges. And 5 years ago, at age 42, he began acting on his fetish for women's underclothes by breaking into homes of strangers and acquaintances alike to dress up, masturbate, and steal samples for his personal collection.
Now, Vinny, I did send a photo over to you if you want to pop that up on the screen. So what this guy was doing is he was breaking into the homes of these women and sometimes girls, putting on their underpants and doing photo shoots of himself. And if you're not watching, he's wearing like these really cute little outfits, little underwear.
And you know what? For a guy who's like pursuing his passion and his hobbies, he doesn't look happy in these pictures.
Well, that's the thing. He's very serious about it. He's very militant, if I might say.
Dude, he looks like, what are you looking at? Like, that's literally, like, he's the guy who shows up wearing, like, Frankenfurter Rocky Horror drag. He's like, what are you looking at? You got a problem? Like, he's that kind of a guy, I think.
And it was also revealed in his trial that he had pedophiliac tendencies, stealing underwear of girls as young as 9 years old. So he's putting on this underpants.
It's wishful thinking that he was going to fit into a 9-year-old's panties.
He's in good shape. And then he's laying in the victim's bed and jerking off in their underpants and clothing. And he steals these undergarments as well for his collection. He's putting together his own personal collection as he's going. So this escalated over time. It was that he was just breaking in, putting on the underpants, jerking off, and then he would leave with some for his collection, take some photos and things like that, because he was documenting all this. That was his weird fetish or whatever. And this eventually escalated to the point where he would, in September of 2009, he started to actually tie up the women who were still home and jerk off in front of them. So he wasn't penetrating these people, but he was tying them up, putting on their clothing, jerking off. And he was leaving notes for the victims too, when they weren't home.
Like thanks.
So
were they nice notes?
In a break-in into the bedroom of a 12-year-old girl, he left a message on her computer saying "merci." So yes, thank you. In French.
That was nice. So was he trying? Did he think the girl is from Quebec?
I think so. Yeah, because he's in Ottawa, so he's right on the edge of English and French speakers. So, let's get back to ABC's reports and how he was eventually caught as his crimes escalated to rape, torture, and murder.
More than 80 of his home invasions went unsolved until 27-year-old Jessica Lloyd disappeared in January. Detectives found distinctive tire and boot tracks near her home, and a week later, a sharp-eyed officer noticed the suspicious tread matched the tires on Williams' SUV.
This is a photocopy of the boot that you took off your foot just a little while ago, okay?
When his boots matched as well, detectives were certain they had their man.
Fucking snowman, it'll get you every time in Canada.
Oh yeah, if the boots match the tracks, eh?
Yeah, it was literally, they took a photo of the tracks in the snow, and this dummy's still wearing those boots around, all new boot goofing and shit. And so they were able to tie him to the crime, because What happened was in November of 2009 and then January of 2010, he took things a little bit further. He was tying these women up and then torturing them, raping them repeatedly, and then murdering them after the fact.
And that ain't so funny.
He gets brought in for an interrogation that lasted over 10 hours.
And over a 10-hour confession described two rapes, 82 burglaries, and the murders of both Lloyd and 37-year-old Corporal Marie-France Cormoux.
And I did watch this interrogation. It is fascinating. You've probably seen it because it's one of those very famous ones where this guy is military trained. He knows how to deal with a situation like this. And the interrogator did a phenomenal job. And about 4 hours and 40 minutes in, the interrogator is going, okay, what are we going to do, man? What's the next step here? We got your boot. We know this is your boot. We know you were there. You have no excuse for why you were there. And he goes, all right, grab a map. I'll show you where the bodies are. It was just like, boom, done deal. They got him at that point. So this is them explaining what exactly he did.
In both cases, he tied them up, beat and raped them repeatedly for hours while recording it all on video. On one occasion, he stopped to actually adjust the lighting while ignoring his victim's pleas. If I die, Lloyd cries out on video, will you make sure to let my mom know that I love her?
Oof! That's rough right there.
Go suck your mother.
That is rough. This poor woman pleading for her life. Just wants it to be known that she loves her mom. She probably just had a fight with her that day, the night before. That's all she just wanted to
never
get off her
chest. Never give a message to your family, to your murderer.
They probably won't relay the message very quickly.
It's not going to get to the people you want it to. You're better off sending a pigeon. You'll have better luck.
So now, because they had the boot print, the tire print, so this guy confessed, they're able to go search his house, and they find all of these underpants from all of these incidents, all the photos he took, the videos that he took of all of this. And they're even asking him, like, were you mad at these women? Was there an issue? He's like, no, I didn't even know them. And they're like, well, what about that last victim that you spent 10 hours torturing and raping? What did you think about her?
10 hours?
Oh, she's a very nice girl.
Can you tell me why you killed her?
Right.
Do you know why you killed her?
Well, I think I killed her because I knew that her story would be recognized.
Her story would be recognized? How do you mean?
Well, because she knew I was taking pictures.
He seems to be intact enough to realize that this is embarrassing and that he would have some shame at acknowledging fully that he did these things, in contrast to a total psychopath that would be ebullient and almost triumphant in saying, yeah, I did this to her and bitch deserved it.
Yeah, so literally, he's going, well, I couldn't let her be alive because then someone might have outed me for taking these photos in girls' underwear. And that's,
baby, you're dead. I'ma blame it all on you.
Everybody's blaming the victim in these stories.
He was very embarrassed by it, Vinny. He was well respected. He didn't want anyone to know that he was jerking off at girls' underpants. So he was very concerned about that and decided to get rid of the...
What would they say by the hangers, eh?
Yeah, right, exactly. He'd probably be teased relentlessly. He doesn't want that. So, thankfully, he was found guilty after the confession. He's serving a life sentence. He's up for parole in 25 years, so I guess that's about 13 years from now. And in April of 2010, this is fun, Williams was placed on suicide watch because he tried to kill himself by wedging a stuffed cardboard toilet paper roll down his throat. So he grabbed a toilet paper roll, stuffed it with toilet paper, and then tried to like shove it down his throat to kill himself, which seems difficult to me.
I'm going to say that is an original attempt.
It is. It's different.
You know what? I'll also call that a fun fact. You're right. That was a fun fact.
Kind of a fun fact about him.
All right. Well, you can vote this week on Reddit, as always, r/thecreepoff, and vote for Vinny, please. And thank you.
You can vote for whoever you'd like. You can vote for Vinny, Carl, or no.
Yeah, whatever you'd like to do. No's going to go up there. It'll be fun. All right, Carl, are you ready to do some WATS?
Am I?
Who are these
creepos?
Who are these creepos? It's a segment we do on the Creep Off because we have the best true crime podcast in the world. And we say that and people go, well, how do you know? And I go, why no? Because I listen to every other true crime podcast.
There's only one person on planet Earth that has listened to every true crime podcast, and it's Carl, so he would know, and we should all just take his word for it.
It's me and 20% of all women are the only people on Earth who have listened to every single true crime podcast and would know which one is the best true crime podcast of today.
Do you think I'm going to listen to them?
Exactly. So today I bring to you a show called Sheer Crime Podcast, hosted by Kenzie and Amy. And now, obviously, today we're doing Air Force. So I thought this would be appropriate. What these women do is they watch a true crime documentary and then they want to come on and talk about it. Because
what an original idea for a true crime show.
Vinny, I can't believe I've heard this format many times. Like, just watch the documentary. Why would you want their opinion on a thing that's already full of opinions? Anyway, this is how it starts off.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to episode 53 of Sheer Crime. I'm Amy.
And I'm Kenzie.
Today, we cover another chapter from the Netflix series Catching Killers, Bind, Torture, Kill, or better known as BTK.
Oh, good. Finally, someone's going to talk about the BTK killer on a true crime show. So Dennis Radar was in the Air Force, so I thought this was appropriate for us today.
Yeah, you know, that Russell guy that you just brought really is like BTK light.
Yes, he was compared to him in a lot of the things I was looking at and reading about.
Huh. Radar was in the Air Force, too. I didn't know that.
Yes, he was. I know. When I saw that, I was like, do I just bring in the BTK killer? But obviously, the answer to that is no. All right, so this show starts off, as so many of them do, with a conversation that should have happened before they hit record. These two women are friends, and they want to just catch up for some reason.
Oh, my God.
How are you?
I fucking forgot what you even looked like. When was the last time we were together? It's been over like 8 or 10 weeks, I think.
It has to be. Almost the entire summer.
Mm-hmm. And it is crazy. August 1st right now.
It is August 1st. Oh my gosh. It's so good to see you.
It's so good to see you too.
Vinny, why wouldn't they have done this before the show starts?
What the hell is this supposed to be?
What are we doing here, ladies?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they know the formula for a good true crime podcast. And if you want to know how to do this, write this down.
Okay.
It might be fun and we might laugh a lot, which is always good. Is always good for a podcast.
For sure. For sure. I mean, we're sitting here. We have our drinks.
Oh, so they're drinking alcohol and laughing a lot. There you go.
When does their gay friend get there?
That's all it takes, people. That's really all. Yeah, they just need a gay guy who's flamboyant over the top.
Why does everyone feel the need to have cocktails and fucking criminals?
I don't know. I think it's just an excuse to drink, if you ask me. I mean, listen, let's talk about what goes really well with drinking. Bowling goes very well. Darts goes very well.
Mm-hmm.
Billiards. These are the things you should be doing if you want to go out drinking. Go hang out with your friends, throw some darts. Don't do a true crime podcast and force it on the rest of us.
I think that that's all very solid advice.
Oh, I know. I know a thing or two about drinking and activities.
Yeah, you know a lot about drinking and podcasting.
That's true, too.
So if there's ever an expert on true crime podcasts and alcoholism and running a successful show, ladies and gentlemen.
Holy shit, you're right. I am uniquely qualified to let these women know that they suck at podcasting.
You're the world's foremost expert.
Yes. This is right up my alley. Suck. Speaking of bowling, this is up my alley. We'll put the rim shot in post. Don't worry. good timing. All right. So this is the part that I really enjoyed about this show. The first 15 minutes where they talk about how busy they are. These two women just yenting it up about how busy they both are.
Yes. I have a 1-year-old. I have a 13-year-old. How?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
How?
It's a lot. It's a lot to manage.
We're already trying for the next one.
I'm so excited for you. Yeah. That's very exciting.
It's exciting. It's fucking scary.
Of course.
Well, that answers Stuttering John's question. Are you fucking?
I don't care. I don't care.
I my jokes don't go do over, not don't want this woman to procreate anymore. I'm against this baby.
Oof.
Is there a GoFundMe I could contribute to for an abortion for this woman?
Are you saying you don't like busy mom talk when you're listening to a true crime podcast? Because, Vinny, It doesn't end there, my friend.
No. So yeah, a lot of stuff is going on. We're both in new jobs.
We are.
So we're both busy with that.
Oh my gosh, so busy.
Isn't it nuts?
It is so nuts. Like, I'm so not used to, even though I still get to work from home the majority of the time, which is really nice.
Yeah.
It's just so much more management. Like, your days are just fully packed with meetings and different things where you're busy all day.
Yeah.
And then you go right into the evening where you're busy with activities all night.
Oh, bitch, bitch, bitch.
Oh my God, these women are complaining about being busy at work.
This is stupid.
I guarantee these women spend more time gossiping than getting any work done. I hate people complaining about how fucking busy they are. Oh, my life is so difficult. I have a family. I have a job. Yeah, you and the rest of the fucking world. Relax.
And you find time to record this podcast. How do you do it?
How is that even possible? Well,
and you have time to fuck your husband to have another kid.
I have to report to you. Bad news, Vinny. They don't have time anymore.
We will be doing these last two episodes, and then we will be done with the podcast. It was a very, very hard decision.
Yay!
So hard. Say it ain't so crusty.
Holy shit. Yay!
Yeah, so they're coming out and explaining how busy they are, and they have to explain to their five listeners, bad news, guys. We just don't have the time for it. And I mean, Vinny, unless you're not convinced yet, let me convince you how busy they are and how difficult it would be to keep this podcast going.
I literally will have no time for editing. Like, not even an hour. Like, it's so crazy how busy just everything has gotten. And I think my job is a huge part of that, too.
Yeah.
Because even though I still work at the same place, it's just a totally different job.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, it's so absolutely different than what I had been doing before and had been doing for 5 years.
Vinny, who decided to let women into the workforce? Whose decision? I wasn't consulted on this one.
Guys with bossy wives.
Holy shit.
I don't know, man. That's a lot.
I'm really busy. You know what? It mostly is my full-time job. Good. It should be. This should be what you're busy with.
This podcast doesn't sound like a passion project either. Like, it doesn't sound like they give a shit about true crime at all.
No, I know. That's the thing, is that they're just like, you know what sucks about doing this hobby is that I have a job, and so I can't do this hobby.
The number one reason why the creep-off works in concept is that we take a different type of angle at stuff that's out there.
And that Vinny and I are both unemployable, so we have the time to do it.
This is all we have.
This is it.
Keep Please the support the show.
Super chat on to everybody.
Patreon, Supercast, backed by. I just feel like these shows that come into existence because they think that all they have to do is watch someone else's documentary that did all the research and then comment on it.
Yeah.
Is not,
or just recap it for you. Like, I couldn't just watch it if I wanted to.
I wouldn't even listen to these women try to recap Thunder in Paradise.
Whoa.
I wouldn't.
That's saying something. I think you would, actually.
All right, maybe a little.
So
give it a taste.
So I just find this very annoying when people are complaining about how busy their job is. She never explains what her job is, but she has to tell you all about it.
I hope she's the barista that has to suck off everybody while they're peeing.
Maybe.
That thing at WATP.
That was insane, wasn't it? Yes. Cringe of the week from Adam Thoreau.
Yeah.
So she wasn't explaining what her job is. So there's no way you can be interested in what she's saying, but she's telling you all about it. It's the same company, but it's a new job, and it's so much work, and I have so much work to do, and I'm so busy. I never met a successful person who complains about being busy. It's always assholes. Always. Every time. By the way, I'm very busy this week, Vinny, so I don't know if we can do the...
Every time I talk to you about everything, you're like, I'm a little busy that day, Vin. I got
I am busy.
So many other people's podcasts to do.
I do a lot of
people's
podcasts. That is true. But you know what, though? She's talking about her work schedule, but she's like, but you're busy too, right?
But you're going to be having another baby soon. That is going to be super time consuming as well for you.
I know.
Right?
Are we both like so busy, right? Like you're having a baby or you have a baby. Like that's busy, right? We're busy, right?
She's got like 9 months of free time there.
Right. I agree.
Just saying. I don't know how that all works. I don't know how gestation works.
No one's asking you. No one's been calling into the show with questions on it, so you're fine.
Welcome to Gestation Talk with Vinny.
All right, put another wheel.
How far along are you?
Put another wheel of consequences.
Welcome to the show. How far along are you?
It'll be called 6 weeks, just saying.
Your feet hurt too?
All right.
Weird cravings, huh?
So what's crazy is that they're going through and explaining. They're like, they feel like they need to over-explain why the show is ending. And it's not like this is, I don't know, WTF with Mark Maron or something. And he's had this following for over a decade, and there's millions of listeners. And he's like, listen, it's coming to a close. Here's why. These people are explaining over and over again. They can't do the show anymore. They're so busy. They don't have the time. And it's infuriating because I'm just like, okay, we'll just end it then. No one wants to listen to it anyway. Who cares?
Blow it up.
Yeah, blow it up. Go away. No one would notice if you just went away. But this is kind of a bummer for the one woman because she really liked being a podcasting superstar.
What? Now I'm just a mom again.
Yeah.
You know?
I bet she's the first person to bring up that she has a podcast in any social setting.
Well, my work keeps me really busy. Yeah. But you know what else keeps me busy is my podcast. I put so much work.
Have you heard of Sheer Crime podcast? Because I'm one of the hosts of Sheer Crime. Have you listened to that? I mean, a lot of people do. I don't know. Maybe you'd stumbled upon that. You listen to podcasts because
you mean? What
do
you mean you're too busy to listen to my podcast?
Yeah, right.
Shut up.
So I love that she's like, oh, now I'm just gonna be a mom again. Mm-hmm. Just gonna be that boring woman with nothing going on. You were always that boring woman with nothing going on. That's who you are.
Don't let being a parent stop you. Never stop Seamus.
It's true.
Never stop Patrick Michael.
There's a lot of people that being a parent does not stop from being selfish and wanting to become famous.
Good point.
Patty Seacups is mad at me, by the way.
What'd you do now?
I did what he wanted me to do. I featured his show on my show and gave him a lot of attention, like he was asking for. He's saying my name over and over again. So I'm like, fine, we'll talk about you. Now he's mad at me, so I can't win with this guy.
Oh, good. I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, I know.
We'll cover that.
We'll cover it this week on WATP.
Can't wait.
But I think Patty, we might have ran him out of the podcasting business yet again.
But he still put out an episode.
He put out one more, I think.
And then did it end like this one ended? I don't know if I could do this anymore.
I haven't listened to it yet, but I've literally had multiple people reach out to me who are bummed about this. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Okay.
You pulled a Shuley and drove him off the internet.
I didn't say it.
Say what?
All right, so we're 12 minutes in now, Vinny.
By the way, that's the kind of frank, honest talk you could get right here on the Carl Network.
The Carl Network. I might have to start this network. I do like that jingle. We're 12 minutes in, Vinny. And they're still talking about this. They're still fucking talking about how busy they are and other excuses why they can't podcast anymore. And this is funny because they were hoping that they wouldn't have to work.
We want to continue that as well, but I think everyone can understand where this kind of just is too much. It's a lot. It's a lot for us to take on right now.
Well, and let's be honest. Both of us sort of half expected, half hoped, probably mostly hoped, that this would take off.
Yes.
And we would have all the time in the world to do it.
Yes.
And it would be a weekly thing and maybe a twice a week thing, but it just didn't happen that way.
Right.
Which is fine.
And that happens to a lot of podcasts. It's hard. Unless you can dedicate a lot of time and make this your full-time job. I mean, if you think about all the big podcasts out there, they have 10 to 15 people working on the podcast.
Well, and most of those people were already famous before they started their podcast.
Right.
And they
have producers and they have people that do all the certain aspects of the podcast, whereas like it's just us.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of excuses why this show didn't take off, Vinny.
You know, I liked the wishful thinking at the beginning there.
Well, they have expected.
Yeah.
At first they go, we have expected this to take off and become our full-time jobs. We're going to become big podcasting stars. Why?
When they said that, I immediately thought that the full-time job that they're doing, that they're not saying what it is like Mary Kay.
Oh, shit. You're probably right.
It's something really stupid.
Yeah, Tupperware parties.
Multi-level marketing, yes. Something where they're like, I could be successful. I just have to do this.
Oh, wow. I think that wishful thinking,
I heard it in their voices. They're wishful thinkers, these two.
So what's annoying about that is they're trying to make excuses as to why they're showing it off. We know most podcasts have 10 to 15 people working on them. Not true. Not true at all. And then she says, you know, and also the podcasts that are successful, those people were already famous. Not in true crime. Yeah, Nancy Grace, but other than that,
good point.
All these true crime podcasts that make it big are nobodies who are just better at it than you, a lot better at it than you are. So this idea, and I thought that was just very telling that they're on here talking about how, yeah, you know, it's just didn't work out for us, but, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, it's not nothing that we did wrong. He's like, no, it is. You guys are bad at this.
Aw.
You didn't take off because you suck at podcasting. That's the problem here. And then we're now 13 minutes in, Vinny.
That's it? We're only 13 minutes in?
This is still going on.
How long is this episode? What's
an hour. This is still going on 13 minutes in.
Again, it has been so busy. I had no time. Every week something came up for you or for me. Like, we could never figure out a time frame. And then, you know, with kids, we needed to make sure someone was here to watch the kids. And so there's...
Yeah, I have two teenagers babysitting right now.
Yes.
In the other room.
Yes. We're making it work.
We're making it work.
We get it! You're busy! Holy shit! Vinny, I can't fucking take it. I can't fucking take it. I just want to hear about the BTK killer. What's this guy up to?
Yeah, I want to know what happened. Told Dennis
I've never
Rainer.
Longed to hear that story for the umpteenth time as much as I am during the show. They just won't get to it.
He took their bodies to the church he worked at? Tell me more.
They just won't get to it. So, Vinny, now we find out the real reason why these people started the podcast and what this woman thinks about herself.
Well, I also like half expected to come on here today and be like, Kenzie, I won that 1 billion mega million lottery.
Yes, yes.
And here's a huge portion for you. You can quit your job now. And this is what we're doing. Yes. We're also going on vacation.
Where you would go and how you'd spend your money, how you'd invest your money.
Yeah, I fantasize about that a lot.
Yes.
And I don't even hate my job. But
I'm sorry. So I didn't mean to pull all that stuff. This is where they're going through and talking about how they've just been playing the lottery recently. We're hoping that they'd win the lottery and then they
wishful
podcast.
Thinkers, man.
They really are. And it doesn't end there.
I'd have to work.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everyone can probably
truly,
say the same.
I feel like I should have been born like, I don't know, a Hilton or a Kardashian or somebody who doesn't have to work. I should have been born that way.
I know. I should have made it on American Idol back when I tried out for American Idol when I was like 14. Damn it. I missed it. I missed the spot to make it famous and, you know, do something I actually love.
So these are just a couple of fame whores. They just want to be famous. They're just doing everything they can to try to be famous. They're going on America's Got Talent or American Idol or podcasting, true crime nonsense everyone else is doing.
They're two steps away from an OnlyFans. With the Aharbon and the Mary Kay doesn't work, they're going to OnlyFans.
I don't know how big these women are, but it might be more than two steps.
Yeah. Well, if they can make two steps.
Get it?
Super chat's coming in. Michael C., $1.99. Give half of this to Matt Lewinsky.
You got it, buddy. I agree. We're gonna start a Matt Lewinsky fund.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that
in
a minute.
I will generously donate to that.
Trevor Zero, $4.99. We're making it work. Famous last words.
Yep.
Agreed. And De La says, never vote for Vinny.
Never vote for Vinny. It's
terrible. Terrible advice. That show's terrible, and I hope glad it's done. Was it done last August? Was that
correct?
The end of it?
Yeah. What the funniest part is that they go, okay, we're going to just do two more episodes. We're too busy. Just two more, and then we're done. We apologize. People are going to be upset. And then that was the last episode. They never got to that other episode they were going to do. I guess they got too busy.
All right.
That's too bad.
So, Carl, do you have any more from that?
That's
wonderful
it, buddy.
Show? I guess that means it's time for some voicemails.
Let's go.
The Creep Off voicemail segment is brought to you by the City of Syracuse. Syracuse wishes you a very happy Memorial Day, or as we like to call it, the original participation trophy. See you in Syracuse.
That's pretty good,
exclusively
Brian.
Exclusively on the Carl Podcasting Network.
This network's awesome.
It's the best network ever.
Wait, my name's not on the contract.
I know.
What?
You know how you said earlier you might have to start this network? You can't because I own it.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
My name is Vinny Paulino, the sole proprietor of the Carl Network.
Holy shit. You just reminded me of something I totally forgot about. Because Shuli was trying to spin it that those guys were just having fun and making fun of clips and we were going deeper into John's personal life and shit. I just remembered, Shuli's the guy who wanted to trademark Gagia so that John couldn't use his own sign-off. Anymore. Yeah, it's like he wasn't
violation.
Fucking with the guy in real life. Anyway,
complete violation. Hey, Dylan from somewhere, great point. Let me throw this out there for you. Vinny, can you just tell us the Creep Off call number rather than directing us to get it from the site that has been down for several months? Certainly can. 585-371-8108. And good news, everybody, the site will be up very, very soon.
All right, let me play my voicemail first here.
Please.
Oh, man, I already called, but I got a better joke. It's like the Creepoff website, which is missing, is like Vinny is like eating the cookie on the website, like, om nom nom cookies. And he ate the website because he's fucking fat. He likes cookies.
Yep.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself, Vinny. Fix your website.
You know, normally when people talk about web, like browser cookies, I'm like, yeah, that's a hack joke. But somehow that guy made it work. That was pretty funny.
Hamburger, I ain't gonna have it.
Fuck you both. Fuck you both. First one coming in.
What I just heard was Vinny bringing in a creep and Carl bringing in a hero. Vinny wins.
He was talking about your creep last week who kicked a police officer.
Yeah, knocked your kneecap off of her by kicking her.
Yeah.
I don't think that makes anyone a hero, sir, but okay.
Here's some thoughts. Here's some thoughts on our consequences.
Hey, Vinny, love you, and you're handsome, Vinny Winnie. Okay, you need to stop with these bitch-ass gay fucking consequences. You need to go for a real man's consequence, and let's say winner or loser has to like go to a sporting event with a free Matt Lewinsky sign or something. Just don't be bitches. Just do an actual consequence. Oh, I carry a fucking bear. Okay, gay. All right, love you, bye.
I never got video of you talking to someone in public.
I need to get that for you, buddy. I will. I will get that. Did you ever post it? I guess we'll put it on the website when we get it. Did you ever like post it?
I was waiting for it to get all of it
social
from
media, yeah. Someone was complaining. They want to see these photos of me, and there's no like centralized hub for that.
So listen, follow us at CreepoffPod on Instagram. That's where I'm putting a lot of this stuff, and obviously on Twitter at CreepoffPod. But most of it's been going to the Instagram. A lot of really funny Creepoff fan art from you guys.
Yes.
And lots of silly things I'm throwing up there. Now, Carl, this one is, let's start talking about Podcast Hitman. A lot of people have thoughts about my thoughts on it, your thoughts on the letter we got last week.
We'll be back to the Creepoff after this commercial. And we're back. We have a message from Matthew Lewinsky. Kill yourself. Fucking kill yourself, Podcast Hitman. These aren't your friends. They aren't your buddies. They were friendly with you when you had something to contribute. That changed. We're not going to sacrifice anything for you.
I don't know, but the sentiment is there that I kind of agree with.
Hold on a second. This is a show.
I'm not the guy's friend.
For creeps, Vinny. And now all of a sudden we're mad because one of our listeners was a creep? Like this is our target demo. Matt Lewinsky is our target demo.
Okay. A lot of people are mad at me on my stance on this, and I have a proposal.
Well, I think Vinny's just worried that Lewinsky's going to get out of jail, and then he's going to see all of Vinny's back bacon and get a little hungry and become a repeat offender. You have nothing to worry about being the scrawny piece of shit you are, but Vinny's really worried. I say give him money, not because I necessarily want to see Vinny get chopped up into bacon, but because... I think it'll be more funny. Also, there's a way for him to get access to all these internet sites for free on those tablets. Maybe I'll write him a letter and some instructions on how to do that.
You should.
About breaking the fucking system, and he's too dumb to figure it out. Okay, go watch yourself.
That sounds like a guy who's done some time.
I think it is. Was that cow photographer?
It might have been.
It sounded like cow photographer.
I don't know.
Okay. This is a friend of the show, Animal Kelly, calling in.
Okay.
Hey, Vinny, this is Animal Kelly. Man, what a great episode last week. You guys were a hoot. And Matthew Lewinsky, goddamn, Carl. Glad you stay in contact with that guy. I don't know any other podcast that not only had a fan that is a convicted murderer, but the show still stays in contact with
him. Not convicted
yet.
And
use him for content. Like, there's no other show I know. That is, not only are you guys one of the best podcasts, you got that unique angle. Now, I heard, Vinny, what you said, and I actually wanted to get a second opinion since, you know, I'm a fan. I don't know what I want. So I talked to my buddy who works at Lockheed Martin, went through a supercomputer. It's almost done printing. It's got the results of about what your opinion is. It's printing.
Sounds like it's printing. Yep. That's a printer, all right.
Oh, we got the results here. on what they? We think, and it says you're a fucking retard.
Mm. That's a supercomputer right there.
Damn it.
It's pretty good.
I thought I was pretty smart.
And I want to point out, the reason why Vinny's more concerned about Matthew Lewinsky getting out of jail than I am is that I know I can outrun him. So he is not a threat to me.
You don't think I can outrun the guy who's got 100 pounds on me and a gaping leg wound?
I think you don't.
You don't think I can outrun
him? I think you don't think you can outrun him, Vinny. That's why you're so afraid of him.
Hey,
don't give him any money. Don't give him any money. Mother, come and get me.
Fucker, if you think I think that, you're out of your mind. I know I can outrun Matthew Lewinsky. And you know what? Motherfucker's got more time to work out than I do.
Well, I will say that if you were jogging downhill, he might get more momentum going.
Jesus Christ, then I'm in trouble.
Yeah, watch out for that.
That is fucking Indiana Jones boulder
time.
If
you guys are just rolling, he might catch up to you.
This would be some severe property damage. Oh, wait, Animal Kelly left a second voicemail here. Hold on.
Oh, good, I like him.
Oh, Vinny, I am so, so sorry. There was a follow-up to the paperwork from the computer, and it said you're also a fat bitch.
Aw, come on.
What is that, AI? That is impressive technology
this
right
is
there.
Bullshit.
Wow.
You got any more voicemails, Carl?
That's a
okay, so here's what I'm going to propose. I personally do not want to give Podcast Hitman anybody.
Oh, you don't have to personally.
But if you people want to give him money, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And I thought of the funnest way to do this. Carl, Alex came up with this idea. We could make this work. Podcast Hitman t-shirt. All the money goes to him.
Interesting.
We create a t-shirt.
Okay.
All of the proceeds go directly into his fucking commissary. So if you want to directly support a murderer, if you want to be a creep and support a murderer, be my guest.
It could be like that Dark Brandon shirt that's starring Johnny with the red eyes, but it would be Matt Lewinsky, that mugshot of him.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't say free Matt Lewinsky.
Back it will say free Matt Lewinsky.
I don't know if I want to put free Matt Lewinsky into the world.
Well, I don't want to call it free Matt Lewinsky shirts because we won't get any money for it. So
yeah,
be careful with that.
So if anybody has, any of you artists out there have any idea for a Podcast Hitman t-shirt, I would set it up. I could set it up. We'll send all the money directly to his fucking commissary if you want to support a murderer.
I like that.
I'm not taking a penny of that blood
money. I bet
money.
We sell way more of those than we've sold Creepoff shirts today.
I will be so upset. I will be so upset.
I bet we sell a bunch of those. Yeah, let's do that.
Is
That's
that
fun.
A tax write-off? Can we write that off?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good idea. Let's do that.
All right. So hit me up with design ideas, people. I'm not making that shit. All right, Carl, I guess that means it's time for a scum parade. How you feel for a scum parade?
I'm ready, buddy.
All right.
Driving children. Pedos diddling. Douchebag murderers. Rapist doing rapity-ray. Sociopaths. Abusive asshats. Yeah, the scum parade. Scum parade. On the creep ball.
A Minnesota landlord who is blaring Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire at the scene of a blazing residential fire has been accused of arson, Carl.
It's a metaphor, sir. There isn't really a fire in the Billy Joel song. Starting a fire is a metaphor.
Yeah. An MP3 is not an alibi, dickhead.
Good point.
Travis Carlson, 37, was charged Tuesday with the ironic crime at a residence that he owned. First responders arrived at the fire at about 4 a.m. on May 18th. According to the documents, when they reached the scene, they heard the 1989 Billy Joel hit song blasting from speakers in an upstairs apartment.
And they all shared a chuckle.
A downstairs tenant told investigators that Carlson knocked on his door around 3:30 a.m. and simply said, "The house is on fire," according to the probable cause statement.
Oh, they should have
got
the Bloodhound Gang.
I was just going
to
say.
Mixed in that. That'd be great.
The tenant had awoken earlier in the night to the sounds of Carlson smashing and breaking things in the upstairs unit. A neighbor eventually called 911. When officers arrived, Carlson had already fled the scene, leaving the cops to listen to his factually inaccurate choice of music.
Right.
Arson investigators found a hole in the gas tank of Carlson's truck and fire accelerant throughout his apartment. A drill and a gas can were also discovered near the
truck.
You
don't have to take it out of your own truck, retard.
This motherfucker couldn't find a plastic tube to siphon it out. He's literally drilling a hole.
No shit. Or you could just pump it into a gas container. You don't have to use the gas you've already purchased. What a moron.
I actually think that he was trying to be brilliant. He's like, no, didn't you hear the song? I did not start this
fire.
Yeah,
that was coming from my place. Yeah. I'm in that
legally
song.
Speaking, right. I am I.
Oh, actually, if you get to the next part, I think we're going to prove this guy is definitely retarded.
Okay. Duluth police found and arrested Carlson the next day. He had burns on his legs and arms.
Whoops! He just spilled that gasoline all over himself while lighting matches. What a moron.
He was probably just so moving to the music.
Oh, yeah, he's probably rocking out a little bit. Yeah, good point.
AIDS, needles burning, gets, I'm on fire.
Jesus.
Duluth police said, the local prosecutors, I'm sorry, said in court filings that there may be some mental health or drug-related concerns here.
Or both.
Let's talk about Matt, baby. Let's talk about her, yes, sirree. Let's talk about all the bad things and the bad things meth heads see. Let's talk about meth.
Drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs.
I shit you not, this article ends with a spokeswoman for Billy Joel declined to comment.
And they put the name of the spokesperson just to prove they reached out to her.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before. The spokesperson for Billy Joel, I mean, they probably looked it up on LinkedIn, but either way, the fact that they put the spokesperson's name in there just to be like, see, we're doing our due diligence. Like, what kind of comment would he have for that? I didn't mean for this song to be the inspiration to burn buildings down.
You know.
You happy?
Billy Joel has a spokeswoman.
Yeah.
$50 says it's his bartender.
Ooh, good point.
$50 says it's his bartender.
Good point.
I'll tell him I'm not here. That's what's happening there.
For an extra $10, we can say we don't know you.
You got it, Claire.
That old gag.
Now, Carl.
Yes.
When someone sends you a package, you have the P.O. box.
We do, yeah.
Yeah, if somebody sends you something edible, are you going to eat it?
Vinny, no. Definitely not. Unless it's sealed, unless it's something that it looks like it came from the manufacturer directly, no.
Good advice. Good advice. A woman has died after eating poisoned chocolate she received as a gift for her 54th birthday. Lindasi Viagas Batista de Carlahoa collapsed in agony after trying the sweets as she left a beauty parlor in Brazil. Her family said she had received a number of threatening calls and messages before answering a suspicious call from a courier with the package on May 20th. At first, she refused to eat the chocolates. Now, check this out.
Yeah.
I don't know who the creep is, the guy who sent the chocolates or the ex-husband. But after her ex-husband jokingly said, hey, those are a gift from me.
Good joke.
She tried them died.
It's a pretty good joke from the ex-husband right there.
She said her eyes rolled back and her arms contracted. She's like, yeah, of course I sent you the chocolates. Baby, enjoy them. Happy birthday. Yeah, that was me. Wink.
Whoops.
She was taken to the hospital in Rio de Janeiro on Saturday, where she was declared dead on her arrival. Her family believed that she was poisoned, and police have opened an investigation into her death. Yeah.
So I also get threats through social media. And even if I didn't, I still probably wouldn't eat food that was sent to me. But that's definitely a good reason not to.
Turd Ferguson called me out. You say that like you didn't eat something I gave you in Philly.
Oh, busted.
I love funny. Pizza, and that doesn't come from a manufacturer.
That's funny.
Wink. Okay. Batista added that Care Halavalo's son had tried the chocolates as well, but spat them out, saying they tasted bad.
Yeah, poison is not good tasting. They don't make a good tasting poison.
You know, back in the day, they used to have tasters for the king.
Right.
You would taste it, and then if they died, you know, then you know not to eat it. But if they didn't die, then you would have your food. Your food would be a little cold. But, you know, at least you know you weren't going to be getting murdered.
Right.
This kid ate it first, spit it out, say they were tasty bad, and this lady still ate them?
Yep. Well, you mentioned earlier that a guy sent these to her.
Yeah.
It wasn't a guy.
That is correct. Police are investigating the former partner of Caravello's current partner. We suspect that an ex of her current partner is the main suspect.
And, of course, a woman did this, Vinny, because only a woman would know that every other woman cannot resist chocolate. Because, like, between you and me, and I normally wouldn't say something like this, but I think it's true. we get chocolate that comes to us and it's not sealed, we go, oh, I'm not eating that. But a woman goes, yeah, but it's chocolate. I mean, my hands are tired.
What
here.
Could possibly be wrong with the chocolate?
I gotta eat chocolate. Fucking idiots.
Yeah, the delivery driver pleads innocent, saying they had no idea, knew anything about it. This one was buried on May 22nd, and no arrests have yet been made.
That delivery boy sounds awfully suspicious, doesn't he?
A little bit.
He had to talk a lot about how he had nothing to do with it. And just so you know, Vinny, that homicide in Rochester last night, nothing to do with it. I was not there. I don't know who those people are. I don't even know how I know about it. I slept very well last night.
Well, that's great to hear, Carl.
Yes.
And of course, I was with you all yesterday afternoon, correct?
We were both hanging out together somewhere that we'll talk about later.
Yep. If you need any details, you could get them through our lawyer's office. We'll provide it in writing.
Fucking weird story.
All right. Carl?
Yes.
Don't fuck with teenage girls, yeah?
I don't fuck with teenage
Literally,
girls.
Figuratively.
Are you talking to Chris D'Elia? Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to everybody.
Okay.
Do not fuck with teenage girls. They're a problem.
Well, don't fuck with their phones. Teenage girls are addicted to their phones. And they will do anything. If you take their phone away, they will do anything to take it back. Did you see the video of that teenager in high school being the shit out of her teacher to get her phone back?
It was a Nintendo Switch.
No, it was a phone. There's that one, too. Oh, there was okay. a phone that was more recent. Like, people go fucking crazy. It's like you're taking away their meth. They're very upset when you take away their phone.
Well, yeah, because most of the programs that they use all day are designed to be insanely addictive.
Correct.
Now,
TikTok.
A deadly dormitory fire that killed 19 students in Guyana was set by a fellow student after her cell phone was confiscated when her affair with an older man was revealed.
Oh, boy. Okay.
The female suspect, who's 14, allegedly threatened to torch the wooden concrete building when her phone was taken away over the relationship with the gentleman. The girl who was injured in the blaze is expected to be released from the hospital this week.
Now, oh, good. She survived. Great.
Yeah. Officials said the doors, locked doors, and grilled windows prevented most of the victims from escaping the fire.
Oh, that's a horrific scene. Holy shit. So they just burned to death and could not get out.
Correct.
Wasn't there like a dorm mother or something there?
Yes, there was. And the dorm mother, every night, was very concerned that the girls were actually sneaking out.
Sure.
And now they got a 14-year-old fucking older guy that they know about. So they said, she quote, "I locked the doors out of love for them." She said she was forced to do so because many of them leave the building at night to socialize.
And it's not safe out there outside the burning building.
Yeah, they said this is a very sad situation, but the state is going to work with the students and families to provide all the support they need. That's great. The state of Guyana, I'm sure, is really going to top-notch fix all this.
I had never even heard of it, so who knows?
The house mother was asleep at the time inside the building, but panicked, could not find the right keys to unlock the building from inside. But somehow she made it out.
Yeah, and you know what? There was a witness who heard her yelling, "So long, suckers," as she ran away from the building.
Did she have that little...
Yeah. How fucking insane is that? I think I have that somewhere.
Please.
Right?
That's her.
There she goes. I think it's insane that she's like fumbling for her keys or whatever. She's like, oh shit, I gotta let these people out. And then she's able to like unlock the door, get herself out. But then, oh shit, I can't keep it unlocked for the others. It doesn't even make sense to me.
Now, in addition to charging the teen culprit, police are expected to arrest the man she was in a relationship with for statutory rape. The police will now be seeking advice from the director of public prosecutions as the investigation continues.
See, this is what happens. This is one of the many reasons why you shouldn't fuck underage girls. They sometimes act immaturely. So you're banging this 14-year-old girl. She gets caught, gets mad, and wants to murder everyone, and does. And now you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. And you had a dorm mother who just cares too much. That's her only crime.
Yeah, right.
Don't send your kids to this shit. Are you kidding me?
Dude, the amount of addiction over people's phones, we are all fucked. We're all fucked.
It's not looking good.
No.
Carl.
Hold on a second. I think I'm getting a message over here. No, you go ahead, Vinny.
Okay.
Carry on.
A Church of England priest who downloaded more than 20,000 indecent images of children and animals and admitted smoking crystal meth has been jailed for four years.
So wait, we can't trust the priest now?
Apparently not.
Jesus. What next?
I bet you God was really disappointed in this guy.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't say anything about meth in the Bible, but...
It certainly doesn't. Reverend David Renshaw, 63, told other pedophiles online that he was, quote, a sadistic bastard. From your lips to God's ears, buddy. And I write and wrote, also wrote, I love corrupting boys with drugs.
Drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs.
Yeah, Judge Christian Henson told the priest, you are still unable to accept your criminality and sexual interest in children. Perhaps incarceration will help you realize you need treatment. Henshaw told Renshaw that the extreme nature of the images he downloaded, the clear distress of the children being abused in the pictures, were an aggravating factor in the case.
So wait a second. He had videos of children fucking, and they weren't even enjoying it? Well, shame on you, sir.
Yeah, it's not like that NAMBLA softcore stuff they put in the magazines.
Right, where the kids are loving every minute of it.
Now, Redchard claimed he wouldn't have the time to download so many images.
Okay.
Come on.
Sure.
He said, this is a quote, sermons don't write themselves.
That, and he has to give one every week. So, yeah, he's a busy guy.
Yeah, he claimed that the messages he posted online to pedophiles, including discussions about abducting boys and plying them with drugs, were just stories he told while trying to counsel people.
Okay. I'll give that to him.
He also told the court that he sometimes smoked crystal meth when he was bored and lonely.
Hold on, Vinny. This guy's telling the court that he's both gets bored and smokes meth and also doesn't have the time to download images off the internet. Yeah,
and he's going to jail, which is shocking. I bet his lawyers were the girls from the Sheer True Crime podcast.
Probably.
He's so busy. He's just too busy to download all this porn.
That's terrible.
Now, the search of his address was one of the most revolting tests the officers ever had to endure, according to the court. They found malnourished living animals. There was a dead rotting kitten and a dead rotting rat on the floor, in addition to used needles and other drug paraphernalia lying around. It was a deeply unpleasant scene to search. It was also a particularly harrowing experience for the officers who had to sift through and grade each image, something that will, quote, stay with them for the rest of their lives.
Okay, this is something I've been called out for before because we talk about this on the show, and I'm like, 30,000 images. Whose job is that to figure out how many images there are of child porn? And then I get people going, Carol, there's software that is able to view this and it knows what is and what's not.
Apparently not in England.
I know. I love that over here, they had a guy who had to grade each image. I guarantee the guy's just like, oh, yeah, the computer that does that, that's down, unfortunately. So I guess I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'd run it through the computer, but it's been acting up all week.
Where do we bring these boxes of child porn for review? Oh, put them over there by Tim's desk.
Yeah, Tim will
check
it out.
The guy who's over there crying.
Tim's best day of his life.
Yeah, the guy who's got the blood coming out of his eyes. He's crying blood after the shit that he's seen. Oh, man.
Oh.
Following his conviction, further action will now be taken against him under the clergy discipline measure. Now, fun fact, the Times reported in February that Renshaw's name remained on a Church of England register under trustworthy clergy members.
Whoops.
More than 2 years after he was suspended for the
ministry. Updating websites is a huge hassle, as you and I both know.
Certainly is. You would think that the Church of England had a little bit more cash, but you know, obviously the Queen died.
Yeah.
There was probably a little bit of lapse.
It probably wasn't a top priority for them. They have other pedophiles to hide and
they had other pedophiles that they were moving at the time. Yep. They couldn't get to this guy with his dead cats and dead dogs.
Vinny, should we get caught up on some super chats? I think a few have come through.
Sure, let's do that on our way out of town. Now, Michael C.
Wait, did we do that last? The other one, making it work?
Yes.
Okay.
Worst scum parade theme ever.
Oh, I like that one. Which one's the best one, Michael C.? Is it the Ween cover?
I think people like the Ocean Man one. I do
like that
too.
One. Yeah.
Happy Memorial Day. Remember, never vote for Vinny.
Dayla! Yeah, my boy. You're right about that.
Those are our super chats, pal.
All right. That's people all didn't get the memo that Super Chat Monday, or maybe they're all at the beach. I don't know.
Yeah. A lot of people are probably going to catch up with this episode a little bit later. I imagine they're at barbecues with people that love them and whatnot.
What's that like?
Fucked if I know. I'm here with you. Now, folks, that's the end of our show. Remember to please go vote on Reddit, r/thecreepoff. We're going to have a bonus episode for you this Wednesday. Coming up for you, Supercast, Patreon, and Back.Buy supporters. We appreciate your help. If you support the show, you get some cool merch and also a free bonus episode every single week.
All right, so I did have a programming note.
Yeah.
I figured I'd go over with you on the air.
Oh, God, here we go.
A week from today. Now, you and I have been talking about doing episodes from time to time where we don't have a competition.
Yeah.
A week from today, I will be traveling. I will be I'll be joining you on the show, but I will be remote.
Okay.
And I will be very busy with my travels. So let's do this.
Everybody's busy today.
Well, a week from today, I will be.
Okay.
So let's do this. Let's do a Nancy Grace deep dive and a Scum Parade and forego the competition part because that is the most time-consuming part of the creep-off for me. I'm not going to be able to get to it. Are you cool with that? You're looking at me like I'm being an asshole. I could have just said I can't make it next week. I'm doing everything I can to be on the show with you, buddy. I have a lot of work to do.
Well, what am I supposed to say to you, Carl? What am I supposed to say?
That's why I'm saying it on the air, so that you say yes and we can move on.
Am I supposed to just agree right away, or am I supposed to make you twist and feel uncomfortable for a minute?
Is this such a horrible thing? We're still going to do a creep-off. We're still going to have a fun episode.
I'm actually enjoying watching you right now, so I'm just going to sit here and smile at you for a second.
All right, I can't make it next week. Get Eric Zane. Call Eric Zane.
Oh, fuck. It's fine. I'm just teasing you, dude. Relax. You're such a fucking... I don't know what to say to you.
I didn't think it was that big of a deal. And then you're making it out like there's a lot going on.
Yeah, you were just kind of sitting there uncomfortable, so I thought I'd let it hang.
Turn Ferguson says I have to test drive those jet skis.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, next week on the Creep Off on the Carl Network, it'll be 100% Carl free. Coming up next Monday. All right, Carl, I'll see you sometime this week. I'll see you on Wednesday. We'll figure out Monday. It's fine.
I just did figure out Monday.
No, we'll figure it out.
You fucker.
We'll figure it all out later. Don't worry about it.
All right.
It's nice to be important.
It's more important to be nice.
Gugia.
Fuck you!
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Victim.